Doctors prove the palm olive plan brings 2 out of 3 women lovelier complexions in 14 days. For the palm olive plan was tested on women with all types of skin. Dry, oily, even skin that was not clear. Yes, regardless of age, type of skin, or previous beauty care, 36 doctors proved the 14-day palm olive plan brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. So get palm olive soap and start your 14-day palm olive plan now. Gentlemen, Dennis Day.
Oh, what makes life seem worthwhile? Dwells in your eyes and the spell of your smile.
Dennis Day is brought to you by Colgate Dental Cream and Luster Cream Shampoo. Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth. Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous dream girl hair. The Dennis Day Show with Barbara Eiler, B. Benaderet, Dink Trout, Charles Dant in the orchestra, and yours truly, Vern Smith, is written by Frank Galen and stars our popular young singer in A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Here's Dennis to sing that fine old camogie, the same old shillelagh.
Sure, and 50 years ago, me father left Tolaren shore. He landed here, shillelagh in hand, and divil a penny more. He got a job and then a wife and raised a family. And when he died, he left his old shillelagh sick to me. Sure, it's the same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland. And divil a one was prouder than he as he walked with it in his hand. He led the parade on Paddy's Day and twirled it round his mitt. And divil a one would monkey with it or me dad would have a fit. With that same old shillelagh me father could lick a dozen men. As fast as they got up,
he got it, he'd knock 'em down again.
And many's the time he used it on me for to make me understand. The same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland. I'm going on the police force, it's the only thing to do. Instead of having one nightstick, be gotty, I'll have two. And if I get into a fight, no one will bother me. For I'll have the old shillelagh stick my father left to me. Sure as the same old shillelagh my father brought from Ireland. And divil a one was prouder than he as he walked with it in his hand. He led the parade on Paddy's Day and twirled it round his mitt. And divil a one was monkey with it or me dad would have a fit. Where the same old shillelagh my father could lick a dozen men. As fast as they got up,
they got a hit, knock him down again.
And many's the time he used it on me for to make me understand. The same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth.
No other toothpaste does a better job of cleaning teeth than Colgate Dental Cream. For Colgate Dental Cream has a safe polishing agent that cleans your teeth both gently and thoroughly, brings out their natural sparkle and beauty. You can actually see and feel the difference.
And scientific tests prove that Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. Yes, actual scientific tests prove conclusively that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate's instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth.
Colgate Dental Cream is famous for its wonderful wake-up flavor, too. Nationwide tests of leading toothpastes prove that Colgate's is preferred for flavor over every other brand tested. Yes, preferred over every other brand tested.
And no wonder, for Colgate Dental Cream is the result of constant effort to produce the finest toothpaste in the world today. For cleaning teeth, for flavor, for sweetening breath.
So see if you don't agree with the millions who have made Colgate Dental Cream America's favorite toothpaste. Try Colgate Dental Cream to bring out the natural sparkle and beauty of your teeth. For a wake-up flavor you'll thoroughly enjoy.
And always use Colgate Dental Cream after you eat and before every date to clean your breath while you clean your teeth. Well,
Well, there's great excitement this week in the adopted town of our young hero, Dennis Day, for this is the week of the annual Weaverville Hobby Show. As usual, his landlord and lady, the Andersons, have each worked on a project, but unfortunately only Herbert has produced an entry. His scale model of a ship has already been sent to the display, but alas, Mrs. Anderson's carefully nurtured box petunia has failed to produce so much as a bud. She's inconsolable as she gazes at it.
Oh, my poor flower. My poor dear flower.
Oh, now there, there, little cuddle girl.
It wasn't your fault, Mother. It was just bad luck.
Not even a bud. And I've tried so hard to help the poor thing grow. I even took the heater out of Dennis's room and stood it next to it all winter.
Well, now, don't you feel unhappy about the hobby show, lover. I've entered my model ship in your name as well as mine.
Oh, Herbert, did you really?
Yes. And what's more, I've named it after you. The Poopsie.
The what?
It's written right across the Poopsie deck.
Herbert, I don't care for that sort of humor.
Sorry, my dear, I can't think what came over me.
What's more, I don't want that name bandied about in public. You will change the name of your boat to the Clara.
Yes, my rapture.
Morning, everyone.
Oh, hi, Dennis.
Hello.
Good morning, my son.
Gee, Mrs. Anderson, I didn't sleep a wink last night when I heard about your poor little petunia. Mr. Anderson broke the news to me just as I was putting on my overcoat to go to bed.
Yes, and I promised everyone in town a big surprise, too. Every year, something terrible happens to me at hobby show time.
Yeah, last year you sent over that fancy cake you'd baked, and they entered it in the millinery exhibit by mistake.
Well, it didn't do badly, though, Poopsie. It took second prize.
But I can't understand it. How could the judges think my cake was a lady's hat?
Maybe they tasted it.
Dennis.
Huh?
Today is St. Patrick's Day, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Why don't you take a nice walk down the street, whistling God Save the King? Come along, Herbert.
Oh, darn it. Now she's mad at me again. Just when I wanted her to like me well enough to spare my life when she hears the news.
The news? What are you talking about?
Well, Mildred, a few weeks ago I did a foolish thing. I know that doesn't sound like me, but I did.
Well, what?
Well, you know the baby picture contest Peak Magazine was running? $300 for first prize?
Oh, the cutest tot contest? Yes. What about it?
I entered a picture in it, and it won.
But, Dennis, that's wonderful.
Somehow, I don't think so. You see, the picture I sent in was one of your mother when she was 3 years old.
My mother? Well, why did you do that?
I don't know. I ran across it in your family album, and it was so... Well, at that age, ferociousness is cute.
Well, I still don't see why you're so upset. Suppose Mother's picture did win.
But you don't understand. The magazine is sending a photographer here to take more pictures of the winner.
Oh!
He'll probably be a little surprised when he sees your mother.
Oh, my gosh, of course he will.
And even if he weren't, I doubt if she posed on a white fur rug in the condition he expects.
Golly, when this story gets out, she'll be laughed out of town.
Yeah, and I was counting on that prize money to get me in good with her.
Dennis, there might be a way to save it yet. What we need is a baby.
Mildred, he's coming this afternoon. Even if we got married right this minute, there wouldn't be...
One.
Oh.
Now, let's see. Who do we know who has a baby?
Well, the fellow who delivers my laundry has one, and he... No, his baby might not do.
Well, why not? Who is he? What's his name?
Hip Sing Lung Fu.
I'm afraid you're right. Say, wait. How about Mrs. Rogers? She has a baby, and she's always looking for a place for it while she's at work.
Oh, but Mrs. Rogers' kid is only a year old. Your mother was 3 when that picture was taken.
Well, we can make him look older.
Him? When it comes time to explain that one, you take over.
Dennis, stop being silly. Now, look, you go over to Mrs. Rogers' house and tell her you've just opened a nursery for the babies of working mothers. Sell her on it.
I'll try.
Sell her.
I'll try.
Sell her on it.
I'll try.
Sell her on it.
I'll try.
Child.
Well, okay, I just hope this works.
Of course it will. What are you doing there?
putting my ring on the third finger of my left hand. If I'm going to be a mother, I want to look right.
Yes?
How do you do, Mrs. Rogers? I'm Mr. Day of the Day-Day Nursery.
The Day-Day Nursery?
We take complete charge of your baby all day while you work for only $1.
Only a dollar? Oh, well, that's very reasonable. Can you feed them properly for so little money?
Madam, our food is not only healthy, but there's plenty of it. Every one of your baby sandwiches will be on whole wheat bread and come with French fried potatoes.
French fried potatoes?
And what's more, your child will be taught proper table manners. He won't be handled the way some parents handle babies.
What do you mean?
Believe me, if he burps after his meals, he better excuse himself.
Mr. Day.
And that isn't all we do for the little tyke. He'll get a bath every single day. We hand him some soap and a towel and throw him into the bathtub. And when I come back into that bathroom, he better be clean.
You mean you put babies into a bathtub and then leave them there all alone?
Well, madam, some of the kids are of my opposite sex.
Oh, Mr. Day, you must be out of your mind. You've never been anywhere near a nursery in your whole life.
I said something that caused you to lose confidence in me?
Well, what do you think?
Yeah, I might have known. Well, I better tell you the truth, Mrs. Rogers. You see, Mildred Anderson and I thought...
Mildred Anderson? You mean Clara and Herbert's child?
Yeah.
Is she in this with you?
Yeah, you see, we thought...
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? I'd be glad to let Mildred take care of my baby.
Oh, yeah?
Of course, she's a wonderful girl and very reliable. But don't you go near him or the deal's off, you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
I like my baby the way he is. Now, you stay here and I'll go get him. And I'll give you some extras, too.
Extras?
Well, of course. Mildred's going to change him, isn't she?
How do you like that? And she just said she liked him the way he is.
We'll continue this day in the life of Dennis Day in just a moment. Meanwhile, here's Dennis to sing his RCA Victor recording of Clancy Lowered the Boom.
Clancy was the people man, if you know what I mean. The cops picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, that's a fact you can assume. But nevertheless, when trouble would press, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. O'Leary was the fighting man, they all knew he was tough. He strutted round the neighborhood, a-shooting off his guff. He picked a fight with Clancy, then and there he sealed his doom. Before you could shout, "Oh, Larry, look out!" Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. Now Clancy left the barber shop with tonic on his hair. He walked into the pool room and he met O'Reilly there. O'Reilly said, "For goodness sake, now do I smell perfume?" Before you could stack your cue in the rack, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. Mulrooney walked into the bar and ordered up a round. He left his drink to telephone and Clancy drank it down. Mulrooney said, "Who drunk me drink, I lay him in his tomb." Before you could pat the top of your hat, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, he still doesn't look old enough, Mildred. Nowhere near three.
Oh, I know.
Better give me a couple more locks of your hair to paste on his head.
Golly, Dennis, you'll have me bald.
Yeah, but just think, if this doesn't work, I'll be scalped.
All right. Here. And do try to paste it on evenly this time.
Okay. Steady, baby. Steady.
Darn it, there he goes again. You'll have to rock him in your arms like you did before.
Yeah. Nice baby. Good baby. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. Gee, it works every time, doesn't it?
Yes, but he still doesn't look as old as he should.
Well, do you think we should paint a mustache on him?
Don't be silly. But maybe if he had some eyebrows. Wait a minute. Here, try these over his eyes.
All right. Steady, baby. There.
Yeah. How do you think he looks now?
Like John L. Lewis's kid.
Well, I just don't know what we're going to do. That photographer will be here any minute. I know he has a reservation at the hotel for early.
Brunt, take Mr. Reiner's bag, boy. You going to be with us long, Mr. Reiner?
Just overnight. The Anderson baby over at 321 Elm Street won my magazine's cutest top contest, and I'm here to get some more pictures.
Herb and Clara? Why, they got no baby.
No?
No.
Well, just take a look at this photograph.
Yeah. Why, holy smoke, that is a baby. And it looks just like Pupsy, too. That same scowl, only with dimples.
You mean you didn't know they had a baby?
Why, nobody did. How do you like that? So that's the surprise she had for the town. Hey, Sam, Ed, Janie, Frank, Louise, come here. What do you know? The Andersons got a baby. A baby.
There he goes again. Rock him quick.
Yeah, nice baby. Fine baby.
Don't know what to call him, but he's mighty like a rose.
Ah, he likes me. Hello, baby. Hello, Jimmy boy. Hey, see that?
Yes, but he's supposed to be a girl, Dennis, remember? You better get used to the idea.
Oh, yeah. Hello, baby. Hello, Clara, honey. We're only kidding, baby. You're really a big, fine, strong man. Sure.
Come on, we simply got to paste some more hair on him if we're going to convince that photographer he's free. Oh, my gosh, Dennis, there he is. Quick, get there before someone else can start talking to him.
Yeah. Yeah, well... Oh, why, Mr. Anderson.
Oh, Dennis, I'm so excited I couldn't even get my key in the lock. Pupsy, dream lover.
Yes, Herbert.
Pupsy, I think we've won the model ship contest.
Your sailboat took first prize? But they weren't to announce it till Friday.
Yes, but the news must be out somehow. Everyone in town has been shaking my hand and congratulating me all day.
Oh, Herbert, that's wonderful.
Yes, several of the boys even asked me why I wasn't passing out cigars. Can you imagine?
Gee, that's swell, Mr. Anderson. We're all proud of you.
Oh, I should say we are. Come on, Herbert. We'll go down to the show right now.
Well, I'll get it.
Oh, wait, Mr. Anderson.
Well, hello, Mrs. Rogers.
Oh, Mr. Anderson, I just heard. Congratulations.
Why, thank you, Mrs. Rogers.
Yes. Well, I was coming over here anyway. Why, Mrs. Anderson.
Hmm?
Well, you're up. You're out of bed already.
Mrs. Rogers, it's 2:30 in the afternoon.
Well, yes, come along,
Herbert. We've got to get downtown.
But surely you're not going to go downtown this soon, Mrs. Anderson.
Why, of course we are. That's where they've got it on exhibition. See you later, Mrs. Rogers.
Mrs. Rogers, is anything wrong? You're standing there with your mouth open.
Mr. Day, is it really on exhibition?
Why, sure, at the hobby show.
The hobby show?
Oh, sure, it's beautiful. Of course, we don't know yet whether it'll float.
Well, you're not going to try to find out, are you?
Oh, not until we're sure her seams are good and tight so she won't get waterlogged.
Mr. Day, you're not serious.
Huh? Of course I am. We don't even know yet if she'll sit up properly. She has a round bottom, you know.
Yes, but don't they all?
Oh, no. Some are built like barges. Mrs. Rogers, are you sure there's nothing wrong? You're acting so funny about this.
Well, I just can't get over it, that's all. In the first place, it's such a shock to see Mrs. Anderson on her way downtown after something so strenuous.
Mrs. Anderson? Why, she had almost nothing to do with it. Mr. Anderson deserves most of the time.
Mr. Anderson?
Oh, sure. Boy, is he proud. This is his first windjammer.
Oh, Well, I really didn't come over here to talk about that at all. I came over to get my baby.
Your baby?
Yes.
Oh, but Mrs. Rogers, you can't. The photographer... I mean, he's upstairs fast asleep. You shouldn't wake up a baby. He might not sleep while he's awake.
Well, yes, but I... What was that?
Me. See?
That was my baby, and you said he was fast asleep.
Oh, wait, Mrs. Rogers, don't go up there. Let us handle this, please.
It came from this room here, didn't it?
Mrs. Rogers, don't look at your little swimming... Oh, you look. Mildred, believe me, it couldn't possibly work.
But why not? Why couldn't you be the child?
Oh, no.
Yes. And I'll be your mother.
Mildred, you're 19 and I'm 22. Even in India, women don't have children that young.
We'll pretend you're a child, silly. You can talk in a little three-year-old voice that'll fool him completely.
Yeah, but won't the rest of me make him a little suspicious?
He won't see you. He'll only hear you. We'll put you in a dark room and tell him there's something wrong with your eyes.
Mildred, I know that...
Dennis, that must be him. Now, quick, lie down on the couch and cover yourself with that afghan. I'll draw the curtain.
How do you do? I'm Milton Reiner of Peak Magazine.
Oh, yes. You came to take pictures of my little Clara. I'm sorry the room is so dark, but poor little Clara's eyes aren't right.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it.
You can talk to her, though. She's right here. Clara, honey, there's a man here to talk to you. Say hello to the man.
My name is Clara Anderson. I'm 2.5 years old. So there, too, both of you.
And you have something wrong with your eyes, Clara?
Yeah, too. I got bad eyes, so my mommy won't let me shoot pool or nothing.
Well, I didn't know little girls played pool.
I'm a tomboy.
Well, what seems to be the trouble, darling? Did you strain your little eyes somehow?
Yeah, too much reading.
Too much reading at your age?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
What happened to your voice just then?
I guess it's changing.
At 3.5?
I'm a tomboy.
Reiner, I'm afraid that's all little Clara should...
Yoo-hoo, Mildred, we're home.
Oi.
What's going on in here? Why is it so dark? Well, who are you?
Well, my name is Reiner, madam. I came to take some pictures of your granddaughter.
My granddaughter? What granddaughter?
She's absent-minded.
What?
Hello, Grandma.
Dennis, say, what are you up to? Get your head out from under that cover.
Why, it's a full-grown boy.
Not for long, I'm afraid. But I can explain, Mrs. Anderson. Honest, I can.
Don't bother.
Well, I'd like to know what's going on. Where's the Clara Anderson whose baby picture won first prize in our contest?
Clara Anderson? My picture won first prize? My baby picture? I can't really say I'm surprised. Where's the money?
Are you kidding? I got a good mind to sue you and this kid for fraud.
Fraud? Dennis Day.
Mrs. Anderson, wait. Get that gleam out of your eye. I'm too young to go like this. I'm just a boy, a child.
I'm only 2.5 years old.
Dennis Day will be back in just 1 minute to sing Danny Boy. But first... Grand news, wonderful news. Now Luster Cream Shampoo comes in tubes as well as jars. Yes, Luster Cream. The utterly new cream shampoo that gives you soft, glamorous dream girl hair. Try Luster Cream Shampoo. 4-ounce jar, $1. Smaller sizes, tubes or jars, whichever you prefer, 49 and 25 cents. But whether you prefer the tube or the jar, you will prefer Luster Cream Shampoo. Be a dream girl. A lovely Luster Cream girl.
Dream girl, dream girl, beautiful Luster Cream girl. Hair that gleams and glistens from a Luster Cream shampoo. Dream girl, dream girl, beautiful Luster Cream girl. you owe your crowning glory to a Luster Cream Shampoo.
No St. Patrick's Day would be complete without Dennis singing the lovely old Irish air, Danny Boy. Here it is now, sung as only Dennis Day can sing it.
Oh, Danny Boy, to Glen Mountainside. The summer's gone, and all the roses falling. It's you must go, and I must fly. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the heart is hushed and white with snow. If I'll be or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. But when ye come and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead, as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an ave there for me. And I shall hear the soft mute prayer above me, and all my grave will warmer, sweeter be. For you will bend and tell me that you
my thanks also to the Ancient Order of Hibernians for the honor they have bestowed upon me by presenting me with their annual award. Good night, everyone.
Next week, tune in to another Dennis Day Show brought to you by Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth, and Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous dream girl hair. Friends, here's a chance to help the Girl Scouts and to help children everywhere, and you don't have to contribute a cent in cash. You can help by contributing either children's or adults' clothing or material, or by contributing a few hours a week sewing, sorting, and packing. Call your local Girl Scout troop tomorrow. Help them make warm friends of the world's shivering children. Vern Smith speaking. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.